What about an especially attractive woman? Is there, or girl? Is there any name for
her? I'll say she's pretty.
Pretty.
I very seldom use beautiful, because to me that entails a whole lot.
A lot more than pretty.
Oh yes, indeed. And I mean, all features have to be just so, and it's got to all be compiled on the same face. And that's most unusual to find, that all each feature is going to be a good one.
What about a man who's especially or a boy who's especially attractive? Any name, special name for that person?
Handsome.
Just handsome. Mm-hmm. And what do you?
However, you kind of I think I do. I term different people that look are good looking. Different terms, you know. There are some men that have a handsome air to them, and I wouldn't just say that he's a good looking man. And somebody else may be an attractive person, but not really be handsome. I'd say he's a good looking person, and simpler too then, because he has certain attractive features and things like that.
Now, what about a real bookish person, a person who just keeps his nose in the book all the time? What do you usually call that person?
A crud. A crud.
A crud. Yeah. What about a person who all the time is trying to get praise from the teacher and get on the teacher's good side? Little kid. What do you call
it? Yes, I know exactly what that is. Oh, what is? A stoolie.
Do you ever call that kind of person a brown nose or apple polisher or anything like that?
No, but it's another name that's similar to something like that. Apple polisher is. Oh boy, teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet.
Something like that. What about one?
Whether they are or not, you know, they try to act the part.
What about one that's always telling on another one? What would you?
A snitcher.
Snitcher. What about if the person gets older? Say he's no longer 8 or 10 years old. When he gets older, would you still call him a snitch or snitcher?
I think I would.
Would you ever use tattletale there?
You're right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that for the older person. I would say that for a younger child. Like my younger child's age.
What grades usually constitute grade school in?
In Montgomery, in public schools, it's 1 through 6. In Catholic school here, it's 1 through 8.
1 through 8.
Well,
what about junior high school?
Now in Catholic, believe it or not, Catholic school terms 7th and 8th, junior high too. Although it's still housed in the elementary school.
What about your junior in your public junior high school? What grades? Just 7th and 8th.
7th and 8th.
Any other grade?
And 9th. It's some of them that do it that way. I was trying to remember. Alabama State Laboratory High, where I started out going, was 7th, 8th, and 9th junior high, and 10th, 11th, and 12th was the senior high. And in the Catholic schools here, I think 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th are senior high grades. Where I went away to school, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th were considered senior high grades.
And that's how, and here 10th, 11th?
And here 10th, 11th, and 12th in the public schools is considered senior high.
Let's see. What do you usually call the place where all boys go and play basketball? They play in the
a gym.
What else can be done usually in a gym besides basketball? What other activities do you usually have in a...
A tumbling? Let's see, anything else. They teach dancing sometimes.
Dancing,
in
like
gyms.
That.
Acrobats.
That kind of thing. Now, in schools, what do they usually call a place where the toilets and so and the sink, wash basins and so forth are located?